Amtrak has a new passenger train adding more service between Chicago, Milwaukee, and the Twin Cities. The Borealis debuted yesterday and reporting on its first day and how the train may be affecting other possible rail expansions in Wisconsin is WUWM's Chuck Kornbach.
Amtrak still offers the daily Empire Builder from Chicago through Milwaukee to St. Paul and on to the West Coast. But the eastbound version of that train is often hours late when it reaches Wisconsin. So Amtrak and the states of Minnesota, Illinois, and Wisconsin are teaming up to offer a daily ride on Borealis, which only goes as far as St. Paul before returning. Borealis heads west from Milwaukee in midday, about 4 hours before the Empire Builder. At the Milwaukee Depot Tuesday, Minneapolis resident Sam Weiss was happy to have a train that gets him to Minnesota in early evening.
Getting into Minneapolis like at 10 or 11, it's always hard to get a friend to take you back home. So I love that timing.
A rider from Vietnam, Lynn Phan, also likes the schedule.
We can have lunch in Milwaukee and then have dinner in Minneapolis. It's wonderful.
Then off they went on the train, at times rolling at 79 miles per hour. Here's what that sounds like in the walkway between the passenger cars. You don't have to take Borealis all the way to the Twin Cities, of course. There are the same stops in central and western Wisconsin and southeast Minnesota as on the Empire Builder, plus a stop at the Milwaukee Airport Station. WUWM got off the westbound train in Portage, as did Milwaukee resident Joyce Tang Boyland, who likes riding the train better than flying or driving.
And I can do work on it on this train. There's the internet, unlike the Empire Builder.
The mayor of Wisconsin Dells recently told a Madison television station that he's unenthusiastic about Borealis, contending 99% of visitors to his community arrive by car. But Portage was one of several cities that held a celebration. Mayor Mitchell Craig promises to hop on Borealis and visit Milwaukee more often.
Much easier, much safer than driving on the interstate. And it's a beautiful ride. We've gone back and forth between Milwaukee and Portage numerous times, my wife and I, our grandkids.
State and federal transportation officials are promising close evaluation of Borealis. After arriving in Portage on the eastbound train, Wisconsin Transportation Secretary Craig Thompson talked with us about the federal funds that have improved the track on the Borealis route and that will reduce the state payment to Amtrak to an estimated $135,000 for the first year. The three states are trying to hold down ticket prices to about $41 for Chicago to the Twin Cities. Thompson argues that ridership can grow and keep prices low.
We've had the Hiawatha running between Milwaukee and Chicago now for years, and we've been able to sustain that. It's been one of the most successful. I think this is going to be a really popular route, too.
Thompson praises the freight railroads that own the track, saying they've been willing to make Borealis work. Amtrak CEO Stephen Gardner says his team will be scrutinizing Borealis ridership and financial performance. But he says the billions given Amtrak under the bipartisan infrastructure law are much needed.
When you look at American mobility and the challenges ahead as we continue to grow as a nation and thinking about how we connect people and create economic opportunity, rail has to play a much bigger role. We're done with the era of big interstate expansion. We're not adding runways or airports.
Amtrak recently chose 5 Wisconsin corridors for study of possible or additional rail service. Those corridors include Milwaukee to Madison. Madison Mayor Satia Rhodes Conway says her residents are hungry for a passenger train that could take them places, including Milwaukee.
You know, if they have business in Milwaukee, they want to take the train from Madison to Milwaukee. Right now, people are taking buses, which is great, but it'll be more efficient to take the train.
Another corridor up for study is Milwaukee to Green Bay through the Fox Cities. Fond du Lac resident Jeff Reese says as a member of the Wisconsin Association of Rail Passengers, his expansion hopes are for the benefit of the next generations.
Let's put it this way. I'm 72. I'm really doing this more for people that are younger.
And who, Reese says, are going to want or possibly need more transportation options. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.